And now it's time for a little bonus minute from Barbecue Bob and Jop. We want to refresh and reset the upcoming GI barbecue events and our progress. Barbecue Bob, what you got, man?
Well, we've got one smoker delivered. We've got two en route right now to perforated tube and Ada for storage. And those are big American Barbecue System Judge smokers. And we're still trying to nail down the last two bases, but Uncle Sam is really slow to go. But anyway, Twisted Rooster and the Meritage Group has stepped up alongside us again. They already donated like over $3,000 in cash. So they want to do something again. So God bless you folks at the Meritage Group. That's awful nice. And Jop, you and I are going to do an event with them somewhere at one of their locations. I'm thinking Twisted Rooster, but that's going to be up to them. We'll go wherever they want. But just also wanted to send a thank you out to the other great people and companies that helped us out. Perforated Tube and Ada. He's allowed us to warehouse everything there. Original Juan gave us 3 pallets of American Stockyard barbecue sauce.
Ooh, that stuff's good.
And it is so good. Well, American Stockyard is one of my favorites in the world, but Original Juan is the manufacturer that makes a lot of people's competition sauces. So they're great people. 3 skids. We're talking like $15,000 worth of sauce. Huge gift. Stormy Cromer gave us $4,000 worth of monogrammed hats. God bless those people. Henry Repeating Arms gave us rifles to auction off. And aren't they like the best lever action rifle in the world?
Oh, and we were able to draw over $1,000 each right to the cause for that.
Do you know that that's
Henry helped us with?
The largest lever action rifle manufacturer in the world?
Sure.
And they're American made. So they're great people. And of course, the Chase Creek Smokehouse people allowed us to do the event at their place, and they donated $1,000. So that's an incredible crew. If you've never been to the Chase Creek Smokehouse, it's on US 10, just west of Reed City exit
off
131.
Yep.
And it's when you pull in, you're going to be shocked at how big and beautiful this place is. And they just have a wonderful group. Parker Charcoal. They sent up 4 skids of the best charcoal I've ever used, and I'm so appreciative to Patricia and her brother down there, the Parkers, for donating that, and they're willing to donate more. ABS Smokers out of American Barbecue Systems out of Kansas City, Olathe, actually. They just gave us like a half-off deal on as many smokers as we needed. And I cooked on that one at Fort Bragg, and I'll tell you what, I knew I wanted a new smoker when I cooked on this thing, because it's like, look at how the business has advanced, and they just
technology
every couple of years
has evolved.
These guys took my old style smoker and then put it to steroids with the heat shields, with a larger rack, stronger racks, all these things, stainless steel inside. And
they'll do a rotisserie option too on
those,
right?
Yeah, mine's going to have a rotisserie on it, so I'm pretty excited about that. And so all those people are helping us up with GI Barbecue. You can go to gibbq.com. You can check out the effort. We've kind of laid off it for a while because we're trying to get the destinations squared away with Uncle Sam. And my friend David Webb from Sirius Patriots helping me nail down a couple bases right now. Hopefully we can get that done. But go to gibbq.com. We still need a little more money to get over the finish line. Operation Injured Soldiers is actually helping us maintain that money. It's a 501c3 organization, so they're handling all the money. It's totally legit. 100% of the funds are going to the effort. We appreciate you listening. It's the Grillin' Guys. Go to thegrillinguys.com and give us a shout.